Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Tes 1, 9. And now we'll talk about Kohanim Gadolim. And when it comes to Kohen Gadol, there's two ways to transform a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hediot, to being a Kohen Gadol, a high priest. That is either by anointing him with the Shemen HaMishcha, the special anointing oil, which is prescribed in Shmos Perek Lamed, that Moshe Rabbeinu made. The pasuk says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yeh Zeli. It'll be for me, says Hashem, and it's specifically the drasha Zeh, this one that Moshe Rabbeinu makes, that's the one that will be used. And therefore, there was never a second batch of this anointing oil ever made. The same kind of ointment that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu once was used to anoint all the utensils of the Mishkan, as well as all of the subsequent Kohanim Gedolim, all the way until King Yoshia, he hid the Shemen Mishcha, and our tradition is it will come back again and be refound and returned for and by Shlishi, but they didn't have it during the Second Temple period. So if you don't have the Shemen Mishcha, so how do you make a Kohen Gadol to a Kohen Gadol? The other possibility is Ribui Bagadim, getting him to wear the full 8 garments instead of the usual 4 garments that a regular Kohen wears. So those extra 4 garments that a Kohen Gadol wears are the ephod, the choshen, that's like the whatever that like apron and the breastplate, as well as the me'il, the long robe, blue robe, if you will, tchelis, and also the tzitz, the golden headband. So if he wears those also, in addition to other 4 that every Kohen always wears, so that also makes him a Kohen Gadol. And by virtue of that, he has the halachas of Kohen Gadol. Now, Kohen Gadol is distinct from a Kohen Hediot in many ways. So that means, for example, a Kohen Gadol, he gets to choose if he wants an offering. He can take the meat first. He can put what he wants on the fire. He must marry a young virgin girl. He can't marry a divorcee. He can't be Matama himself, even for one of his relatives. He can serve in the Beis Midrash, which is an Onan. Many halachas that apply uniquely to the Kohen Gadol in contrast to the Kohen Hediot. And our point is, the same rules apply to a Kohen Gadol that we just said, whether or not he became a Kohen Gadol using the Shemen HaMishcha or just by adding the extra 4 garments and wearing them. The only difference is, says the Mishnah, Ein bin Kohen Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishcha. There's no difference between a Kohen who was anointed with the anointing oil, the Merubah Begadim, then a Kohen Gadol who became a Kohen Gadol by wearing the extra 4 garments, Ela Parha Ba al Kol HaMitzvos. Except for the bull that comes for all the mitzvahs, that's a literal translation. That's referring to a Kohen Gadol who, this actually might sound very familiar to the Par He'elem Davar, if you're familiar with that. So a Kohen Gadol, if he makes a halachic decision for himself about a matter which he says is permitted, and then in retrospect it turns out that was a wrong call and it should have been ruled forbidden, and the penalty for his decision would be Karas, so then there's a special requirement that a Kohen Gadol, who in such a scenario, must bring a special bull, the bull that referred to as the Par Haba al Kol HaMitzvos, that bull that comes for whatever mitzvah he ruled wrongly, Leheter, permitted himself to do, if you're talking about a Karas penalty. So there, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Yechta, if the anointed Kohen, but see, it specifies specifically an anointed Kohen, then v'hikriv ala chataso asher chata par ben bakar, and then he'll bring this bull. The point is that it has to be Kohen Mashiach. So if he only became a Kohen Gadol by virtue of Ribui Begadim, extra 4 garments, then he wouldn't bring this particular bull offering. Now, the Mishnah has another point here about Kohanim Gadolim, and this point is talking about what happens if you have essentially 2 Kohanim Gadolim. How could that happen? You have Kohen Gadol A, who is the normal Kohen Gadol. But then if he becomes Tamei and can't serve for whatever reason, then he will be sidelined and will bring in Kohen Gadol B, like who's like in the understudy, off the bench there to serve in his place until Kohen Gadol A can return to service after becoming Tahor. So once we get Kohen Gadol B to do, let's say he's going to do Yom Kippur this year because Kohen Gadol A became Tamei, so then now we have 2 Kohanim Gadolim, A and B, but when A is able to return to service, he's reinstated, and B, the understudy, the fill-in, goes back to the bench. But even though he's sitting on the bench, he still has the halachic status of a Kohen Gadol, meaning all the rules that I just enumerated before apply particularly to, you know, uniquely to him as well, as opposed to like a Cohen. He can't marry the, you know, an Almana, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are two differences. The two differences I didn't mention before is that a Cohen Gadol is, besides for the only person who's allowed to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, he must bring a special bull offering on behalf of himself and his family, which he pays for, as enumerated, as, you know, I'll explain there in Maseches Yoma. So only one bull gets to be brought. So if you have to choose what it's going to be from Kohen Gadol A, the original Kohen Gadol, even though you have now A and B to choose from in a subsequent year, but A is the one who's serving. He's referred to as the Kohen Meshamish, the reinstated Kohen, because he got Tahor again. And the one who's back on the bench, he's referred to as the Kohen Gadol that's of Sha'avar. He's passed, meaning he had his chance, but now he's back on the bench, you know, in the second string. So he, since you can't, he, they only can bring one bull, like on Yom Kippur, so it'll be brought from the Meshamish, the reinstated Mr. A, and not the now sidelined Mr. B. Similarly, every single day, the Kohen Gadol must bring a special Minchas Chavitin. It's like 12 loaves of whatever I'll call baked, it's on a machvas, like on a pan, whatever, these kind of pancakes, whatever they are. He makes 10, 12 of them. He brings half of them with the Tamid Shel Shachar and half with the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. And it has to be brought every day. He has to pay for it, even if he doesn't bring it. And of course, he only bring one of these chavitin per day, you know, half the morning, half in the evening. So you can't have two. So who's going to bring the chavitin? Who's going to pay for it? It'll be the current Kohen, the Kohen Hashamish, Kohen Meshamish, the, you know, Mr. A, and not the sidelined Kohen Sha'avar, Mr. B. That's what the Mishnah says. Ein bein Kohen Meshamish, the Kohen Sha'avar. There's no difference between the Kohen Meshamish and the Kohen, the current Kohen who's reinstated, and the Kohen Sha'avar, the one who's now, who did fill in for a while, but now is sidelined. Ela par Yom HaKippurim, other than, it's the Kohen Meshamish, the current Kohen and reinstated Kohen Gadol, who will bring the bull on Yom Kippur on behalf of him and the family of Kohanim. Vasirasa Eifa, and the tenth of Eifa, that's tenth of an Eifa, that's a quantity of flour. 43.2 eggs is what it's equal to in terms of volume. A reference to these 12 loaves that is made on the Machvas and brought as the Minchas Chavitin, which only can be brought by one, and therefore it's brought by the Karen Kohen Hamashamish and not the Kohen Sha'avar.